American shot putter Adam Nelson is working to qualify for the Summer Games, and he's been letting us follow his efforts. Nelson has won Olympic silver medals twice. He really wants to win a gold, and he's willing to try anything legal, that is, to do it, including a deep and profound sensory comprehensive subconscious power experience. NPR's Tom Goldman explains that.
Once again, that's a deep and profound sensory comprehensive subconscious power experience. It's how sports hypnotherapist Pete Siegel described the session he had with Adam Nelson a week and a half ago in Southern California.
As with every breath you take, you feel yourself just easily gliding all the way down.
6 foot, 265 pound Adam Nelson is stretched out on a bed at the Westin Hotel in Long Beach. It's the day before his first big competition of the outdoor season, and Pete Siegel has hypnotized Nelson. The session gets more and more intense, with Siegel leading Nelson through a powerful imaginary throw.
You're in your set position. I'll count from three down to one. Tap your forehead. You'll begin your move, and when you fully extend, explosive express thrust release the shot out of your hand. You'll exclaim your keyword once. All right, get ready. You're in your set position. 3, 2, 1, now! Power!
After nearly 40 minutes, Siegel pulls Nelson out of hypnosis. Nelson is quiet, but says he feels great. Siegel, an energizer bunny of optimism with a thick bodybuilder's physique, is amped up.
And this year, I'm going to put my ass on the line and tell you he's going to win the gold medal, okay? Why? Because all the experience he's been through, all the training he's done, and now he knows himself at a level to where he can access the full degree of power that he knows he possesses.
Nelson believes in Siegel's program of deep sensory visualization. But on this weekend of the Adidas Track Classic, Nelson laughs when Siegel makes his gold medal prediction. Not because he doesn't believe it, but because he knows there's a long way to go. Nelson says he's throwing at about 80% of his abilities because of recent disruptions. His wife left town for a summer internship. He changed his throwing technique. More immediately, the cross-country trip to California took a toll on Nelson's raging metabolism, thanks to a skimpy diet of airline peanuts.
I mean, I think I probably lost 7 pounds on the trip out here. I felt really skinny.
It's now the day of the track meet, and Nelson has reclaimed his weight thanks to 6 full meals the day before. He had breakfast this morning with 2 of his fellow shot putters, Dan Taylor and Christian Cantwell. They were friendly and talkative, but that will change as they get closer to the Olympic trials at the end of June, where only 3 will qualify for Beijing.
The next 5 weeks with what's on the line will challenge any friendship, because it's really them or me. In that situation, it's really hard to always be a good friend.
Adam Nelson improved to 67.10 and a quarter in round 3.
There were 6 rounds in the Adidas competition. Nelson trailed Christian Cantwell the whole way. On his last throw, Nelson went through his usual hopped-up pre-throw routine.
Come on, let's go! Come on!
He walks out into the grassy area where the shot lands, called the sector, rips off his top shirt, flings it to the side, and storms back to the circle to throw. It was his best throw of the competition, 69 feet 4 inches, but he finished 2nd to Cantwell and wasn't too happy as he walked to the bus that would take him back to his hotel.
I'm really quite grumpy right now. I think the lesson here is I really need to refine my schedule and develop my routine, because I'm just not feeling very sharp or crisp.
Still, and I'm quoting the ever-positive Pete Siegel here, 69 feet 4 inches is darn good when you're at 80% effectiveness. Siegel predicts Nelson will throw over 71 feet at a meet this weekend in New York on the way to that ultimate power experience in China. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
And you can see a video of Adam Nelson under hypnosis at npr.org.